It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show for All-Star Season 7, Episode 7, titled Legendary Legend Looks. My name is Joe Batanz, and I am joined, as always, by two legendary legends. First, from the podcast Bravo, Bravo, Effing Bravo, and the forthcoming Nathan Brown Under, please say...
Sorry, Down Under.
Oh, okay, I've been corrected. To Nathan Brown. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Now, things are thriving down under.
Yeah, I know we're going to bring in our next guest. I know you are a big... Oh, by the way. Oh, I can't... Wait, let me write down this timestamp. Hold on for a second. I got to bleep it. Did you say I bleeped some things last week for your friends?
I didn't notice that, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you listen to the public feed show. Yeah, the public feed.
Oh.
And from show business, please say...
Well, fuck my drag, right?
To Adam Solandra. Adam Solandra, how are you?
Hi, I missed you all. I mean, I just met Nathan, but I missed him, too.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Now, everyone... should join patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. We have so many shows. We have this show. We have Just Between Us Girls. And by the way, you can get Just Between Us Girls over on Apple Podcasts. If you just click subscribe on your Apple Podcasts, you can also get this show, Just Between Us Girls. So we have Throwing Down and The Tea and this Golden Girl show that I do with Solandra every so often and blah, 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 blah. So many things, right? But Just Between Us Girls, that's where the real secrets get spilled. Now, I gotta bleep this. Let me look at the timestamp here. I'm gonna say timestamp of... Yeah, that sounds good. So, Landry, you know what I should have told you? This comes up quite frequently, but you don't really listen to Just Between Us Girls. So...
No, why would we even bleep that out? I feel like I would want everyone to know.
Yeah, but he doesn't... Be careful what you say. He gets really embarrassed because his friends listen now, and he... You know, I don't know how Adam is. Adam doesn't really share much, Nathan. So,
oh,
how
do you do it? Can you let me know your secrets?
Yeah, exactly. And well, if you want to hear those secrets, go over to patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia and sign up at the executive level to get Just Between Us Girls. You can also get it on Apple Podcasts. Just subscribe right there. All right. Adam Solandra from Show Business. How are you? It's been a hot minute.
It really has. Emphasis on hot.
Oh yeah, it's so hot right now. You know what's in Australia? They're going into winter right now, right? What's the temperature right there in Australia right now, Nathan?
I'll check, but I'll tell you in Australian terms, which you're not going to understand.
Well, I have Alexa here.
Thank God.
It is currently 11 degrees.
Hold on. Computer, what is 11 degrees Celsius in Fahrenheit?
11 degrees Celsius is 51.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
I love winter. 51 degrees Fahrenheit. I love winter weather. I would be there so quickly every winter.
I love it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was in New York last week, was that last week?
Yeah.
I went to Jersey for the weekend and it was fall weather. Fall is my favorite, but fall and summertime, beautiful. And I was so excited for fall and then realized, oh, actually summer hasn't officially even begun. Done yet. So here we are. That's fine. Listen, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I have a hard time keeping up with podcasts. So I listened to the premiere of this season.
But I haven't been able to every week.
Mm-hmm. Well, my question is, I want to know who you each are rooting for in this all winter season.
Well, I'm rooting for, you know what? I think Jinx is just so good at what she's doing. and she's really hard to root against. So I'm going to root for Jinx.
Okay. Joe?
You know, here, and I actually think this is a good thing, what I'm going to tell you. Okay? People might hear this and go like, oh, this is a bad thing. This is horrible. I can't believe you just said something. The show is dead to me. I root for no
one. Oh, that's a bad thing. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wait, even this? I feel like this is very rejuvenated.
No, I love it. I love it. Not this episode, but I love it. But I root for everyone. Actually, you know, let me rephrase. I'm going to take your question. I would think Jinx so far is the lead, but I will say, to turn your question on its head, and then I'm going to ask you the same question, is Jada Essence Hall has surprised me at how she's been able to hold her own and some against these girls. I wouldn't have expected that. I thought she would have been like, but she's done very, very, very well. Now, who have you been rooting for?
I came into the season rooting for Jinx, and I most certainly still am. But I've actually loved them all, and that's so wild. This is just a very cool season for me. I like the new format. Wouldn't want it all the time. But I like it for this.
No, I wouldn't want it all the time. And I wish I think the one thing I would wish is that they would be okay to give negative. It's okay to give negative critique.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know everything's wonderful. Everything's perfect. Everyone gets a trophy kind of thing, you know? Also, do you guys think, before we jump into the show, you know, right now as it stands, unless there's some other star twist, Jade is going to be in the lip sync for Showdown, right? I mean, like,
I was just, to me, doing them in the preview, they, I think Vivian says, like, anyone with one star would have to win twice now before in the next four episodes to even make it, mm-hmm. which kind of makes it seem like she is the first official person to be in, which is wild.
Unless they have some sort of thing where it's like maybe the second to last episode of a couple episodes where it's like, almost like the equivalent of like, you know, those boxes that shoot money in the air and you have to grab them, you know, but like
shoot stars.
Yeah. But shoot stars.
You know, there's going to be at least another twist or two just to mix it up and ultimately get in who they want to get in, but we don't know who they want to get in. So,
well, on Mario Party, which I think they did steal the format from Mario Party, there is the opportunity to steal stars. And then, like, just before the end, they do charity stars and stuff as well. So
no matter who was winning the whole time, they're just like, hey, you landed on this space the most times. Yeah. Here's a star. And then you just win. And it feels very bad.
Yeah. That's what I think is happening. All right. This week, by the way, thank you, Adam Salander. You're the first guest who's ever come on here and brought his own question. And
I I'm actually interested in the show. And that makes me a good journalist.
Was that shade towards me?
No, it depends on how you read it, but I just mean, like, to me, I am actually sad that I don't listen each week because I always think your shows are funny. I just don't hear podcasts, and I really wanted to know, where do we stand?
Yeah,
you know, it's not hard to listen to a podcast though, right? Like, you can just put it on.
Yeah, you're right. And Nathan, I feel this is the kind of show, I mean, you don't have to study this like the Torah, right? You could have it on while you're cleaning your house or getting a massage or anything like that. You could
imagine. I go and get a massage, and I'm like, wait, I relax most when I'm listening to Afterthought. Can I just throw that on?
And then the masseuse is like, you know, let me go to an old episode, because this is what I would imagine if you were listening to an old episode of Drag Race Recap, that, you know, and you were listening while you were getting the massage, right? I would imagine it would sound something like this. Guys, it was a great bit where I was doing the sound of
you were masturbating.
Someone getting an HJ while the show was playing in the background.
To the sound of Lori's voice.
To the sound of Lori's voice getting an HJ.
I mean, if that doesn't do it.
Have you ever had one of those kind of massages, Nathan? I'll bleep this out of the show. All right. This week, the Queens designed legendary legend looks to rock on the runway. Jada Essence Hall and Trinity the Tuck are named the top two All-Stars of the week, and both receive a legendary legend star before duking it out in a lip-sync battle for their legacies. After all was said and done, Trinity was named the winner of the lip-sync and chose to block Evie Oddly. Ladies, name two things you liked about the episode and one thing you did not. Let's start with our special guest from West Hollywood, California, Mr. Adam Salandra.
Thank you. Such an honor. Two things I liked. One is I was really enjoying the banter in the workroom while they were creating the dresses, particularly Jinx kind of having a meltdown, doing her Snoopy impression, walking away with a Red Bull, just giggling psychotically. And then Trinity and Monet, like, whispering gossip to each other, I think is very interesting because they were, like, telling us what I would want to know is, like, what did they really think? But doing it right in the room with everyone. I liked that. And the other thing I like, especially for not being a fashion queen, nor really thinking this was that exciting of an episode, I can't help but like a design challenge because it just feels very old school in a great way. It takes me back to the old days, and I love that. What I didn't like, this is nitpicky just because I really have been liking the season, but I thought every look was very good, but there were zero that I was like, whoa, that's the one that I really love. So I'll say that.
All right. What about you, Nathan? Your dog's staring us down, Nathan.
I know, but so cute.
Yeah, what about you, Nathan?
So I also, similar to you, Adam, I really liked Jinx. I just enjoy watching her struggle with the sewing challenge.
What's that, Jeff? I'm just like you, Adam. Oh my god, Adam, stop it. I'm just like you.
Shut up, Joe.
Adam, I'm just like you. Oh my god, we're so similar. Just like you. I like a sewing challenge.
I said the same thing when Lori said something I agreed with. I was like, yeah, Lori, same.
Who has hairier pits, Solange or Lori, Nathan?
I'm going to need to... I'm going to need to see Adam if you just want to lift up. Yeah, Lori.
Lori does. Easy. And it looked like I had none, but I do.
Oh, yeah. God. You are putting a major deposit in Nathan's spank bank right now. Nathan.
I really enjoy watching Jinx struggle with sewing challenges. I think do that every week and I'd be happy.
Yeah, it's fine.
And also, I know this was like my negative critique last week, but I actually really enjoy now watching the judges struggle to just always be positive. Uh-huh. And like come up with nice things to say for looks that they would normally read. Like I'm making a bit of a game of that and just seeing how they like come up with something positive. So like once they said like, wow, you really made those clashing prints make sense. I was like, that's hilarious. And the thing I didn't like is this is, yeah, nitpicky as well, Adam. Like we're so similar. The pandering for Rue during the table visits was a bit much.
Oh, was
like they
it?
They were blowing a lot of smoke up.
Oh,
her
were they? So, were they, yeah. Nathan?
They were.
Like, oh, Adam, what are you? Shut up, Adam. You're so bad, Adam.
Adam,
you're so bad. All right. Well, very good, Nathan. I'm glad you agree so much with Solange.
Well, what's yours?
Mine's aren't very. One, the looks were pretty good.
Okay. Oh, agreed, Joe. Great point, Joe. You're so
the
smart.
Lip sync was better than they have been.
What I like about this, the looks were pretty good.
Yeah.
Clearly an episode you loved.
Yeah.
And are feeling passionate about.
Yeah. It was an okay lip sync, better than they've been.
Yeah.
And the one thing I didn't, guys, this is a streamer. Okay? Paramount Plus is a streamer. Make it a 40-minute episode. Why do we have to have all this fluff?
Mm.
It could be as long as you want them to be.
That is true.
That's true.
You know, why? It doesn't have to be an hour. Just make it 45 minutes. Thank you.
Well, hope you're all listening.
Right. Yeah. After the lip sync, Evie is elated to have earned 2 stars in one episode, while Viv is enraged to have been blocked from earning another star. A frustrated Jinx points out she's the first queen to win 3 challenges and get blocked twice, proving the other girls see her as a true threat. The next day, RuPaul enters the workroom to announce this week's maxi challenge. The queens will each create a signature look inspired by one of 8 iconic RuPaul looks. Each queen chooses a look as follows. The Vivian chooses season 7 as the Despy Awards. Trinity the Tuck, the season 8's promo look. Monet does season 10's face. Keeney, Shay, the Sugar Ball, Jada, Diana Ross tribute, Evie, Supermodel of the World, Jinx, Drag Race, Down Under. Down Under? How would you say it, Nathan?
Down Under.
Down Under.
Down Under.
And Raja, Born Naked. It continues. In the workroom, the queens get to work designing their looks. Raja tries to get Trinity to second guess her design. Jada chooses a fabric that's very difficult to work with, and Raja has a fire in her ass for this challenge. Jinx is reunited with purple fabric and a glue gun and asks Viv if she regrets blocking her, and the Viv admits she wishes she had chose differently. Let's start with our friend Dionindu, Dwimbinda, Baljon Zilzasa, and ask you, Nathan, what were your thoughts? There's a lot that just happened there. A, act one, then a boring announcement of the challenge, and then the workroom. Any big thoughts you have from all this?
Sure. Like, I understand how frustrated the girls are when they come back in and they've been blocked and everything. But it's just like, you know what? You could have been eliminated. Like, just step back a bit and be like, you know what? I'm still here. Like, does it really matter if you get blocked? As much as I appreciate the drama, I'm also like, calm down. And I think the challenge is actually really fun. I like the idea of recreating some of Rue's looks. Although when Rue's like, oh, I've had so many different looks in the past, I always try something different. I was like, you don't really. Like, you've gone out of the box like once or twice.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are pretty much my thoughts. Did you see in the credits, you know how they do the credits where the guest judges walk down? That Betsy Johnson doing the splits, I thought that was a hoot.
So I read about her. I guess it's a thing that she does in all her runway shows. She does like a cartwheel into the splits.
I appreciated that, but also, did you watch Untucked?
No.
No, of course not. Well, she comes in and she's like got a sore ankle from doing the splits and say, like, wouldn't be Drag Race without someone hurting their ankle.
Yeah. Well, it looks like, you know, she probably broke four bones doing it too. She doesn't look the most, you know, whatever. Adam Salandra, what about you? Any big thoughts on these moments here?
You already talked about what I liked when they're making the dress. The only thing when reading it that I thought of is the fact that Jinx, it does seem like all in the room and Queens online, people online find her to be the biggest threat. And I just think that's very cool considering how she was thought about on her original season.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Very much an afterthought. And then people getting mad that she was even not fans, like the Queens getting mad that she was moving forward at all.
Yeah.
So she's really come a long way, to say the least, to be the threat of the null winner season. That's what a trajectory.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought about that. You know, first of all, did you notice when they walked in, the Vivian looked exhausted? Like, all the other queens looked tired, but she didn't even have her fucking clothes on. She had her fake titties, shoes. It was just like, she was just done. She just looked beat.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be saying this, but here we are.
You shouldn't be saying it. You see all the things at Nathan says?
Oh, well, I see all the times you have to write the timestamp down to delete things that you're saying.
Nathan just got hard because you said that, because you stood up to me.
I know.
He's like, oh, he stood up for me.
He defended my honor.
So.
Happy to do it.
I think calling out Joe is my love language.
It's pretty easy. Last week's guest judge.
Yeah.
I have a friend of a friend.
Who was it again?
Tuvelu, as we found the name to be. Anyways, I knew that she was going to be on because she's a friend of a friend. And there was a story told to me that when they were filming that episode, apparently one of the queens was having a hard time and she was like really impressed with how Rue like stopped and was like, hey, you're doing great, blah, blah, blah. So I was like excited to see that. But now watching it, of course, we're only seeing positive critiques and positive things. But I truly can't imagine which of the eight girls it was, because no one did poorly or seemed frustrated or upset on stage. So, like, what do you think?
I think maybe it's Viv, because when she won, she was like, oh, that's typical, because she was blocked.
That's what I think she was super pissed too, but like, it wouldn't be enough to get a speed. Like, you wouldn't be down on yourself. I don't know. She does seem to be the one having not the least fun, but like the most, like, I got to get this.
It's funny that you say this, Salandra.
Thank you.
I just heard a song the other day. And this song reminded me, this is my advice to you to answer that question. Tuvelu, I have a question to ask you. Tuvelu, what the Rue? Whoa, 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 Tuvelu, what did the queen do? Tuvelu, what happened that made you think of Rue? That's all I have. Now, this is the only part I've written. But if you could sing that song to her, that'd be fantastic.
I'll take it to the house.
That's great.
Does she wear a wedding cake bicycle helmet when you're around her?
No, she hasn't, but I'm sure she is now.
That wedding cake.
It was a choice.
Do you like her, Adam?
Oh, yeah. Very welcoming.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Better than that Nikki Glaser.
Do you know Nikki Glaser?
Personally, no.
She's stolen anything from you?
Has she stolen from you all?
Well, you jokes. Stole from Nathan.
Jokes. Oh, boy.
You stole Nathan's heart.
I'll stop.
Is Adam your favorite co-host, Nathan?
No, you are, Joe.
No one's believing this. In fact, I think Nathan's mad at me because I didn't warn him you were on. Is this true, Nathan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Does
your boyfriend listen to the show, Nathan? Just nod yes or no.
Sometimes. But if we could just, you know, get a restricted feed for this one, maybe.
This might be a very... The public feed's going to have a 10-minute episode.
Yeah, everything.
That's okay. You said it was going to be quick.
Yeah.
They should join.
As quick as when you give Nathan a massage. So quick. Well, I don't know. What'll be quicker? Nathan finishing or the show finishing when you get a massage?
Me finishing.
Oh, you think you'd finish pretty quickly if Adam gave you a massage, Nathan?
Not super quick, like not embarrassingly quick, but quicker than a podcast, yeah.
And we wouldn't be listening to the podcast in the background, by the way, just so you know.
Knowing that Nathan has a huge schwanz, Solandra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would that make you more inclined or less inclined to give him an HJ at the massage?
More.
Oh, interesting.
God, is this happening? Like, what's going on here? I feel like there's some sexual tension in the air.
Come on over. Yeah. I mean, not you, Joe.
No, I'm not. I don't want to be there.
I'm not saying you were invited other than you're not allowed in my home to keep up. Now you can never come to my home.
No. I don't want to be in your home. I don't want to be in any room that Jonathan Van Ness has been in. I made a promise to God years ago. If grandma lives, I will never go into a room that Jonathan Van Ness has stepped in.
Yeah, but I mean, not to be crass, but I thought she didn't.
This is for something else.
Okay.
Yeah. God. Not crass. I mean, she's dead.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to joke about the death of a loved one.
By the way, Evie predicts there's going to be a death of a lot of loved ones, of babies that are never born when you give them this massage to Nathan.
Oh, stop.
Well,
we could talk about how the looks were chosen.
Oh, yeah, hold on. So Evie, in this part, she predicts that she'll be in the blocked club. Did you guys catch that?
Well, I mean, she's the front runner.
Yeah. No matter what we think watching from home, she's one of the front runners. Yeah.
I think if Jada was up for blocking, it might have been a different story.
Agreed.
By the way, awkward silence during this thing. Did any of us believe it was real?
Which part?
There's a part where Viv talks about blocking and stuff like that, and then there's like an extended, like a bunch of different cutaways of everyone looking kind of awkward, and then Raja says like my microphone pack is hot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah. Bless the editors doing their best, but if you've watched as much as we have, it's just like you know every moment that's just not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
and eight drag queens in a room, they'll be talking.
Yeah.
You could be confessing to murder and they'll keep talking. Yeah. Right. Yeah. They're not ever awkward. Okay. I have a question. I'm going to go around the room here a little bit. We're going to go around the room with a couple questions.
Round Robin.
RuPaul. She says Pinterest.
Yeah. Yep. I thought the same thing.
Was she going to be funny or was she literally saying Pinterest?
Rue is always trying to say the right way to say things, whether it is right or not. And it's sometimes it's like, come on, girl.
But she was saying outfit, though, which is clearly she knows this outfit.
But she was also saying Shay as Che. I was like, what?
She was?
Well, that one, Rue might not know her name.
Well, yeah, true.
There might be an earpiece where they have a Mexican guy going, hey, Rue, it's Che. Right? And she goes, she goes, oh, hi, Che. No, it's Che, Roo. Your name is Che. Anyway. Now, let's think about this. That they had to choose these looks, right? Do they have Mexicans in Australia, Nathan?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, why not? Anyway, which outfit? What's going on? God, Nathan is so giggly, Cilantro. What are you
doing?
I'm
laughing at your jokes,
Cilantro. I want you to go back and listen to these other episodes. The other episodes, it's like I'm trying to get something going with Cilantro, and I'm like, anyway, I had this crazy RuPaul. What do you think? Oh, no, Joe. It's just the looks are fine. Okay, the looks are fine. Yeah, they're fine. All right. What about the part where Evie, like, punched Michelle on the left tit? Anyway, you know, she should have punched her in the right one just for, you know, you can have just some balance there.
Shut up.
And I'm like, all right. Well, and then all of a sudden you come out. He's giggly. He's giggly giggy.
Giggly. Know. Hey, good. I'm glad. We're here to entertain the crowd.
Which outfit would you choose? They had to choose an outfit of those, the eight iconic outfits. Let's start with Nathan Brown. Which one would you choose, Nathan?
I think I would have picked the face bikini.
Oh,
because
really?
You could get away with not doing makeup. You could do a lot of stuff with that.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, face bikini.
What about you, Cilantro?
I honestly don't remember them all, but off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I like the one that the Vivian had because I did remember that gold.
The Despy Award.
The Despies, yeah.
So I would say that.
What about you, Joe?
I think I would have done, I'm not even joking, season 8 promo look because I feel like that look.
Which one was that again?
The blue one. I think Trinity's a really great seamstress, but I think the design of the look lent itself to a lot of variations.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave you a lot more choices.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Cilantro.
Brought up by Evie, but what? I'm very confused by the way they were giving out who would choose next. They truly were giving them to the girls who are best at design challenges. I don't understand why.
That's a good question, Cilantro. I don't know. One more thing: when they're in the workroom, they show the girls they have iPads and they're like, "Oh, look at the picture here, and look at different pictures," and then in the background. You see them walking around with giant poster size versions of the dress. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, why do you need the dress on the iPad? You have one right there, a physical copy in front of you. Cilantro, answer this for me.
I think visually for the audience, it's easier to have them looking on an iPad than holding up that big thing. But I actually didn't notice that to be the case.
Speaking of holding up a big thing, Nathan, did you know that Cilantro is Italian? Half Italian?
And half Jewish. Yeah, sure.
Hmm?
The other half is Jewish.
Yeah, oh, let me tell
Saying.
You. You guys, could, the pissing contest you guys could have.
I think they had iPads for the Pinterest plug.
Oh, I forgot. There was...
You mean the Pinterest plug.
Pinterest plug,
For those of you listening at home, I'm not going to even... I have to be in LA tomorrow. I'm not going to even do a neat job of editing. You're just going to hear a lot of hard clips. And again, a plug for the Patreon. Everyone but Nathan's boyfriend. Go to patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia to hear what all the shit we talked about that we couldn't put on the air. All right. Oh, during the table visits, you know, let's take a break. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will discuss the rest of the episode.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
All right, I got to get something off my chest. By the time I finish watching RuPaul's Drag Race 2 times, recording 2 different shows about it, and spending my entire week around RuPaul's Drag Race, the last thing I want to do is listen to other podcasts about RuPaul's Drag Race. But people are constantly saying, do you listen to this podcast or that podcast? And I'll be honest with you, I don't, because I barely have time to record the one that I do. And this sits on me, on my chest. So I have to get it off my chest because I'm like, is this hindering my growth as a creator? So I'm glad I told you guys this so you guys can stop recommending shows or asking me if I listen to Race Chaser or Sibling Rivalry. We all carry around different stressors, by the way. Big, small, serious, silly. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. Can you imagine if I went to therapy with this? And to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I have benefited tremendously from therapy. Tremendously. And it's a way for me to work out different problems that I've had. And I've shared those problems with you before. If you have stressors in your life, you need to talk them out. That's how you release the toxicity, is by talking it out. And therapy can help do that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. When they designed it to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire and they'll match you with a licensed therapist. And by the way, if you don't like your therapist, you can just switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragrace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, we are back. Oh my god, guys. Tension, knife, cutting. That's all I have to say during the break.
To say the least.
During the table visits, the queens take turns telling Rue how much of an inspiration she is. Evie plans to turn the supermodel look upside down. Monet tries her hand at making a hat. Shay hand paints her leopard print, and Raja knows this is her time to shine. Later, Monet struggles to make a hat large enough for her head. Jinx makes a corset that is way too small, and Shay struggles to keep pace with the other queens. It's runway day, and some of the girls are struggling to complete their garments. Trinity helps Monet and Shay finish their looks, while Jinx is feeling confident in her ruffled frock. The Twinner Alliance shade the other girls' looks and strategize who to block, settling on targeting Evie, Jinx, or Raja. Let's start with the man of the hour, Mr. Adam Salandra. Adam, any big thoughts on those table visits, on the runway day, all that jazz?
I feel like this is the third time I said this because I thought this was in the other part, but I really like the Trinity and Monet. Them being like little alliance is very interesting to me, mm-hmm. because it was certainly assumed that they at least, even if they were friends, like resented each other because they both won. But I like hearing their little gossip. And I wonder who did they say they were going to do? Jinx, Evie, or Raja? I wonder how Raja was one of them, just because she only has one star. Like, what was the, I mean, I think she's great, but why was she the one over someone else with one star?
She's not been blocked yet.
Yeah. She hasn't been blocked, but it also wouldn't be smart. I'll tell you why. And this is what they, maybe in future seasons they will do this. If you're in a design challenge, okay, and, you know, if you don't think about it, you're like, well, we're on a design challenge, we should block Raja. But like, no, because the likelihood they'll have another design challenge next is lower.
Go with what the opposite of that week is.
Yeah. So that's where Viv made a mistake, because they just did a performance challenge. I don't know if I would have blocked Jinx, because the likelihood of doing another performance challenge is lower. I'm not small, but lower.
Yeah. And you kind of assume next week's going to be an acting, which it indeed is.
Yeah, and also, to be honest with you, I mean, knowing what I know, if you're going to be – I need to block the front runner, even though she doesn't have more stars, I think you're going with Trinity because she's kind of an assassin across the board.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But someone brought up a point, or they were like talking about how Evie's not really – maybe necessarily excelling in the challenges in the same way as everyone else, but she's known for being an insane lip syncer. And that's what ultimately will matter at the end. So either way, you do want to keep her out that final four.
Very, very good point. Any other thoughts there, Nathan Brown?
Yeah, these table visits. So when Evie was saying that her stepdad used RuPaul as a swear word, like, do we believe that? Because if he was really that homophobic, surely he would have just said faggot or something, right? Like, do you believe he's going around saying, look at that RuPaul?
I've let me just say, I think he also says faggot.
Yeah, I don't think it's one or the other.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that clarifies.
I'm sure he said it, but like, yeah, I think it's a...
I'll tell you why.
I'm sure he considers it an insult.
I never thought about it, Nathan, but I'll tell you why I don't believe it. And you might be too young for this. Maybe you're not. So, Evie says, I was born the year Supermodel of the World came out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, for like a year or two after Supermodel of the World, RuPaul was everywhere, right? Everywhere. You couldn't... She was everywhere. MTV Awards, this, Vogue, babadi-babadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi-gadi- was nowhere for about 13 years when RuPaul's Drag Race premiered, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time Evie would have been old enough for his stepdad or her stepdad to be saying that, RuPaul would have been a total has-been.
Right.
Oh, because she was born in 92, she said.
Yeah, she was born in 92. I guess she could have been a teenager. She could have been 16 and Drag Race could have come out. But I feel by that point...
He sounds like an ally if he's using our references.
Yeah, and also I know someone who knows Evie and went to high school with her. What's so funny about that?
No, that's like shocking. Have you revealed that before?
I think I've talked about it before.
Better cut this part out.
I don't give a shit. Anyway,
is there any tea?
No, this person loves Evie. And this guy actually worked... Well, you know, this person's non-binary. They actually worked with Evie in high school and designed one of Evie's season 11 outfits.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But Evie, I know, was out and weirdo and blah, 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 gay and stuff in high school. So by the time Drag Race came out, Evie was already gay. Or out, at least.
This is a wild, like, what you're saying is actually true. The math doesn't add up. But what a, like, that's wild that you even.
But, Solandra, let me tell you, you don't go on this Discord. If you want to have your mind blown. Nathan, you know what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
Last week, do you remember Viv talked about dial-up? You know, that she did a dial-up. Evie did a dial-up noise, and Viv made a joke about, you know, oh, masturbating and the dial-up and stuff like that. And Nathan said that her age doesn't line up with that, right?
Uh-huh.
There is this... Solandra just yawned because we weren't talking about him for 5 seconds. There is this long-ass thread in Drag Race Recap doing an investigation. This is on the Discord. About whether there was dial-up, where... And then they even tracked where the Viv lived at a certain age and when that age. I'm like... I even went in and goes, this is a very bizarre and boring conversation. And then they turned on me. They were like, ah, well, it may be bizarre, but it's certainly not boring, you know? And I was like, okay, I got to get out of this.
It's so funny you say that because I was just thinking today, I saw a tweet of someone was like, Trinity is officially has won the most challenges of any queen, being whatever it is. And then they were like, and each time she won the third episode and the seventh episode. And I'm like, how are you keeping track of this?
I don't care
how big a fan you are. What kind of chart do you have on your wall?
Yeah.
That you know, those are the episodes from all those seasons. It's wild.
Those things happen sometimes. They'll say like, did you ever notice, you know, Monet turned to the left 3 times on episode 7 of her season?
It's so
and
crazy.
Every other one, she's turned 3. I'm like, who notices this? Who's noticing this?
Truly, because it's more than just picking up on things or even remembering things. It's like these are facts that you'd have to have written down somehow, some way. I mean, it's just.
I imagine it's just a wiki, Adam. I don't think it's that deep.
A wiki, but that's someone doing that.
Some of them are very bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, for it to be written on the wiki, someone is keeping track.
I was even weirded out. Sure. I saw after, you know, when they did the draguation speeches. And they were talking about Jinx's speech, and they go, oh, and she made a reference to her speech on the main stage when she was talking to him, like, who remembers that? I cover the show and I don't remember that.
Oh, that's how I mean, I feel like I'm a true fan. And I'm like, what? I don't know anything.
Yeah, these people. Oh, my God. Any other? Please subscribe to patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. All right, what were you saying?
Oh, can we just talk about Shay as well? So she was also like, oh, Rue, I had so many memories of you from as a kid. You were such an inspiration growing up. And I'm like, you had the season 5 Sugar Bowl look. Like, that's not from the 90s. That's from a few years ago.
Yeah. And by the way, this is like the second or third time that she's told someone that she saw what they wore and it changed their life. I'm like, life has been changed a lot, Shay.
That's so true. But the way she was going on about, like, making the print of the dress, I'm like, yeah, that's difficult. And when you do it, that's a good job. But, like, you picked the dress and also you designed the dress. And, like, when you're talking about how many elements there are, I'm like, just change the design then.
Look, let's talk about the elephant in the room. RuPaul, it was gross the way I felt like I was, like, I'm on the show right now, the way they were blowing smoke up RuPaul's ass. I was like, oh, my God, get a massage room already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I think No,
go ahead, Cylinder. I'm done.
I think it's always interesting to see – there's so many queens that talk shit about her at post-show.
Yeah.
But when they're on, they love her.
Yeah, well, look, when you're faced with – when you're, you know, faced with power, that's when you see the real challenge, you know? Yeah. All right, next Oh, let's talk about Jinx when she figured out that her dress was too small. You know, I don't want to get into it because I think everyone at Patreon is just so bored. But with this Spotify product I was working on, I'll just give a one-sentence version. I was like Jinx this week. Everything was falling apart. It was due on Friday last night. And I was looking at that through those eyes. I had just turned it in when I saw the episode. And I was like, you know, yay, there's a great life lesson in this, in that we've seen this kind of stuff happen to other girls and they just break down in tears and they cry and they don't know what, you know, they put a fucking little gift bags all over themselves. Like, yeah, I'm talking about you, Lala Reed, you know? And Jinx was like, okay, I am going to be maniacal, but let's just start over. And I think there's a great life lesson in this, in that sometimes shit like this happens and you just got to go like, okay, we just got to get to work. We just got to do this. And I think there was the young people should learn from that. I think it's a very, very good life lesson there. You've already said, Adam, that I'm looking at my notes here, that Trinity said she blocked Evie. Jada predicts that she'll get 3 stars and talks about that during this as well. And the other thing I was going to say is, I don't know why, but Trinity had an extra long confessional where she was saying something. And I started to look at her nose. And I want everyone at home, don't do that. Don't look. Don't
Uncanny
look too
Valley.
Hard at Trinity's nose. It looks like an M.C. Escher drawing. Like, I'm like, where?
Well, I actually asked my friend this the other day. Is like, if she's had at least one nose job, if not
at
many.
Least.
So why does it look like that? That's what I don't understand.
It's
like,
don't
why
know.
Why get a nose job to perfect it?
I was looking at her, particularly her left nostril, and I was like, what is going on? I should have paused. I was like, I'm trying to even figure out how it worked.
You
like,
can't make heads or tails.
Yeah. What? I was like, I don't know what's going on there. This is really, really weird.
Is that how bored you were this episode?
You know, I'm not even lying. I was that bored this episode. I was so boring.
Yeah.
Well, no. Let me rephrase. When I watched it, because I watched it twice, once without notes, I wasn't bored watching it. But when you have to take notes and you're like paying attention in that way, you're like, oh my God, something's going to happen.
Actually, my friend that I'm going to, we usually watch together. And so I was going to watch again with her tonight. And I was like, I don't know about this episode being the repeater. She's on her own.
I will say, like, I wasn't that bored by the episode. The one thing that I appreciate that they're doing is they're not making it so obvious in the editing who will be in the top two. Like, if you were looking at the editing for clues, you would have thought maybe Shay would get in the top, but she didn't. So I was, like, genuinely surprised they gave it to Jada, so I was happy.
I want to be clear about something. I did not think this was a boring episode. I should rephrase. Right. I thought it was a difficult episode to recap.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean it was a boring episode.
I've been enjoying the whole season, but in terms of me having a lot of things to say, that would have been many other episodes this season, not this one.
Well, by the way, Nathan, this is your last week for a while, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks off.
Why? We're not going to see Nathan for a while.
Yeah, going overseas, baby.
Glad I caught you. Next week, I was supposed to be next week. Bump myself up.
Yeah, I think Joe did me a favor by moving you forward. This cut this, Joe. Do not put this on the public feed, please.
I know Nathan and I might tomorrow have to record a separate episode. I don't know. This will literally be a 15-minute episode. Nathan, how about this? Nathan, can I just give you a fake episode that you give your boyfriend? Does he actually download it from the public feed?
He's probably not going to listen. I think we're good.
What about your friends?
I'll tell them to keep it in the vault.
I'll edit as much as I'm just going to put a button. If you're, again, another ad for Patreon, there's a lot going on. I have to do hard edits. I have to be somewhere. I can't do these careful edits that make it seem seamless. Okay. So you're just going to have to just cough it up and pay Patreon. You know what? I don't usually do this. But if you want to do it on Apple Podcasts and subscribe, I will also put an episode, a version of it. I will put this version on the Apple Podcast one too. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because Apple Podcasts make it so hard. I have to do a whole separate feed. It's a whole thing. All right. You know what? It's time for the looks. Here we go. All right. The category is legendary legend looks. Let's go through these. Okay, I will tell you this warning. You know, we usually do Tudor Boot. We could still do Tudor Boot, but I'm going to tell you, for those of you, and Solander's played this game, for those of you that want to play at home and play with me with a match, I'm going to tell you, I don't have any boots. I have Toot or Snooze. Toot or Snooze, okay?
Snooze means it's just, it's not bad, but you just didn't care?
It's like a meh, but it...
Okay, that's good, because I didn't have any boots either, but I can do that.
Okay. So, all right, let's start first with, who went last? Let's start with Nathan. Nathan, Evie,
are we competing?
Huh?
Is this like what we did with last All-Stars with Lori, where it's like, okay.
So Evie, I thought she did a good job. Like, it wasn't super interesting, but the pants looked good. I'm going to toot it.
You're going to toot it. What about you, Solandra?
I thought she looked good also, but I will snooze it. What?
Oh, you're going to snooze it. All right. Nathan Brown. Hold on.
What's the verdict?
Okay, Nathan Brown. Solandra. Well, you gave it a toot, right, Nathan?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Next, we have the Vivian. Let's go with you, Solandra. What do you have?
I actually don't think that this is going to be yours, but I this is one of my favorites. I'm going to do two.
Okay, Nathan?
I thought it looked really good, but it didn't seem that reimagined from the original look. So I am still going to toot it, though.
The snooze. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next we have Shay Coulee. Let's start with you, Nathan Brown.
I thought she was really similar to Evie, how they sort of took the dress and then flipped it upside down and did pants. And I was a bit annoyed how Shay got really good critiques for that when I was like, Evie did the same thing. But I thought it looked cute. I didn't like the black bra thingy or the color of the shoes, but the top bit with the print that she did make was really nice. So I'll say toot.
All right. What about you, Solandra?
I thought she looked great. And let's keep in mind, I can't design a thing, but... Snooze.
Snooze. All right. Nathan Brown. Solandra. One. So right now we're 1-1. We're 1-1 right now. Next, we have Trinity the Tuck. Let's start with you, Adam Solandra.
This is definitely a toot for me.
Mm-hmm. Nathan?
I thought it was amazing. It's very Trinity. Toot.
Okay. So no one gets an extra point there. All right. Next, we have Raja. What about you, Nathan Brown?
I've got to boot this. It's just strips of fabric. She reminded me of Grizabella the Glamour Cat boot.
Didn't even snooze it. Went straight for a boot.
Yeah, what about you, Adam?
Oh, you know, to do it between toot and a snooze, I can't say it was boring, so I'm going to toot it.
Okay, so you said boot, you said boot, Nathan, and you said, okay, so Nathan is, and Adam, so now Nathan's up by one. Let's go to Jinx, a monsoon, Adam Salandra, why don't you go here?
I'm proud of her, but snooze.
Okay, Nathan.
Yeah, I mean, good for her, but I still hate it, so boot.
Correct answer. Next, Nathan Brown, Jada Essence Hall.
I thought she looked fantastic. Again, it didn't seem that reimagined, but it was pretty, and she looked great, so I'm tooting.
Tooting. All right. Adam?
It's a toot for me as well.
All right, both. Very good. So right now, Nathan's up. This is the last one. It's Monet. It's Face Keeney. To tie it up, Salandra, Nathan has to get it wrong. You have to get it right. All right, here we go. We're going to start with Adam Salandra.
Because the fact that it was made and just like looked good on her and the hat really turned out, I will say toot.
All right, Nathan.
Well, I love that she extended the idea of the face bikini to be for the whole body. So I loved the idea, but I wouldn't want to look at it for any longer than 3 seconds at a time. So I'm going to say toot for the idea, but boot for the execution.
Wait, which one is it, Nathan?
So overall, let's go boot.
All right, Nathan, the correct answer is... So by two points, Nathan wins.
You know, All-Star 6, when it was me versus Lori, I won every time. And she was she was like, I don't understand the game, that it's like, she just didn't get why you were beating the judge. Like, that's just literally what the game is. Like, we're trying to match your opinion.
That was what the game was. All right, on the main stage, RuPaul names Jada Essence Hall and Trinity the Tuck the top two All-Stars of the week and give both a legendary legend star before making them battle it out in a lip sync for their legacies. The song I Want Love by Jessie J. After the lip sync, Trinity is named the winner and uses the Platinum Plunger to block Evie Oddly. Ladies, any final thoughts on the episode? Let's start with our second share there, Nathan Brown.
Well, you guys are both Hollywood locals, right?
We sure are.
I have a question for you.
And I have, you know, we all get, when you live in this area, I get sunglasses that are shaped like stars. And I usually wear them, but I didn't wear them today.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, so Michelle says she would wear Jada's dress on a red carpet tomorrow. How many red carpets do you see Michelle Visage at?
Well, trick question. They nominate this RuPaul's Drag Race for any fucking award ever. It could be the fucking... Right. They'll go to the opening of an envelope. And they'll send a bunch of drag queens and Michelle to this. So she does a lot of... But they're all RuPaul's Drag Race, the People's Choice Awards and shit like that.
So she's not getting invited to a premiere on her own back?
Well, I don't think.
Well, maybe they might invite her to, like, the premiere of, like, Logo has a new, like, what was that Apples and Banana show that Logo, what was that again?
Cucumber?
Cucumber like and Banana or whatever. I never saw one episode of that Fakaka show. What a horrible name for a show.
Well, who did?
By the way, if Nathan, Adam... Who would be Cucumber? Who would be Banana?
I'll take Banana. I actually don't know what that means.
I was going for Cucumber, so that's perfect.
We're a match yet again.
Yeah.
And we can put Tahine on it.
Yeah.
Wait, Nathan, Adam doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, I know Tahine from Jada.
He knows what Tahine is. If you live in Southern California, you know what Tahine is. Yeah. Any other final thoughts, Nathan?
So with the lip sync, I thought it was, like you said earlier, Joe, better than the others this season. And I did enjoy how Trinity seemed to rim Jada there. So that was a bit of fun.
I thought that was nice as well.
Yeah, it was nice. It was cute. That's really all I've got. Mm-hmm. At one point, Rue said that Viv looked like Bella Hadid. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. Do any of you see that?
No.
Can't say it.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just an example of the positive critiques going too damn far. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Salandra?
What's the question? Final thoughts?
Yeah. Anything you missed? Any final thoughts? No final thoughts?
No. I love the girls. I'm honored to have been here because I really think it's a great season.
What rooftop are you going to after this?
You just have to watch my stories and find out, won't you?
Yeah. Well, what are your socials so people can look?
At Adam Solandra.
Pretty simple. All right. Very good. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode.
Joe, do you have any final thoughts?
No, I gave all my thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. What was so funny about... God, Solandra, what the fuck? Solandra, I might need to have you... Solandra, will you do Down Under with us? Because look how he is with
oh, did you say Down Under starting in like a few weeks?
It starts like literally the week after this ends.
Not even. It starts in July.
You know what? This Taylor the Latte Boy, he was onto something when saying that this show is on too much.
Yeah.
This Taylor the Latte
Boy. But what if Solandra does it with us, Nathan?
I'll be there every week.
Well, let me ask you this, Nathan. If you would have known Solandra was on, what would you have worn?
Probably the same thing. It's cold. I'm not going to get my pits out.
Yeah, but wouldn't your nipples be really hard? Do hard nipples do it for you, Solandra?
No. I have very small nipples, so nothing with a nipple does it for me. Well,
you know what's funny? I'm not being fun. Well, I guess, I can see the humor in it, but like, I'm being honest, nipples don't do it for me in any way. Touching them, anything, blah, 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 blah. And you sometimes see, especially with these like beefcakey porn videos where the guy, the top will like twist his nipples as he's fucking the guy.
Austin Wolf.
Does that do it for anybody? Does that do it for you, no. Solandra?
It does literally zero for me. However, I do know that for some people, that's just a spot. Like it actually does do something for some people.
What about you, Nathan Brown?
Yeah, it does nothing for me.
Yeah.
I have very shy nipples.
Because.
Oh, that's a good
point. Oh, do you really? Oh, okay. Yeah. The reason I ask is because, you know, like, for instance, when you watch straight porn, which I'm a fan of some straight porn, too, is the girls, what they'll do things, I'm like, nobody really does that. You know, like, especially with, like, you ever notice that girls on, like, I've never seen a gay porn, maybe there are gay porns that do this, but they'll make that weird noise, they'll go like, oh, I'm like, why are you making that noise? And are there guys that like that noise?
That's what I don't like about straight porn. I don't like... Like, I want women to get theirs, get fucked, but
yeah.
I don't like it. It always feels like disrespectful to women to me. It's just like, what are you doing to yourself?
Well, also just the way that they'll spit. And I know in gay porn they do it too, where they go on it and then I'm like, what is that? I don't get it.
I think dicks were meant to be sucked by men only, and that's just how I feel.
Hey, You have no argument for me. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Be sure to join us next weekend every week as we continue to discuss, dissect, and deconstruct each brand new episode of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 7. So for Nathan Brown, Adam Solandra, and myself.
Sashay away until next week.
Thank you for listening to RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. Have something to say? Leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/afterthoughtmedia or email us at dragracerecap@afterthought.media. For more Drag Race and LGBTQ content, support us on Patreon at patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia. This episode was produced by Luke Stamen and Zach Birch. Nathan Brown has two other podcasts. The first is Breaking Down Bad Books and the other is called Bravo Bravo Effing Bravo. You can find those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find Nathan on Instagram at NathanBrown90. Finally, follow Joe Bettens on Instagram at Joe Bettens. Special thanks to our expensive tier Patreon supporters. Agnes Yeshopinska. Alex S. April Pacheco. Obtuse Guy. Brad Coley. Karina Williamson. Dave O. Deck Head, Elizabeth Timmer, Emma, E. Smith, Boastful Cake, J. Thomas Plank, Jesse Harris, Anonymous, Lauren Eckert, Doofus Maximus, Lucy Carrasco, Luke Stammen, Mercedes Mueller, Nicholas Springham, Nikki Baker, Poppy Woods, Ricardo Herrera, Robert NYC, Sarah Yu, Tom Bombs, Travis Newland, Troy Anderson, Zach Nelson. Drag Race Recap is an Afterthought Media podcast.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring the show. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragrace today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dragrace.